easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto eels is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Here it is, Monday, August number 13 in the year of our Lord 2018. As we begin another glorious broadcast week here at the Bunker Eye Studio at the Zinc Media Arts Studios. You know, Amorosa has dropped what everybody's calling a bomb. And, of course, newspapers across the country have started. Folks, what we've got going on in this country right now is absolutely, completely, totally unadulterated. It is nothing, well, it's not exactly treason, but it is a coup attempt like we have never seen before. Without, and you can't even really say that there's no bloodshed. I don't believe anybody's actually died over it yet, but there has been blood. People have been beaten up. People have been threatened. People have been chased. Property has been damaged and destroyed. It is just one assault after another. One attempt after another to bring down a legitimately voted on president. Make no mistake about it. This is now a full-on coup attempt. Call it coup American style if you want. But this is exactly what it is. I have never in the history, and I'm a pretty decent history buff of the United States. I've never seen in the history annals of this country anything that comes close to this. I mean, the only thing that you have left now, the only place you can go, is if we start on full-on violence, brother against brother, like the Civil War of the 1860s. That's where we're at. I am not kidding. President listed
something like 17 reasons. Of which slavery was one of them, but 17 reasons for the Civil War. Now, today these people are accusing, and Trump is a Republican, by the way. So is Lincoln. You know, Trump was called a racist. Well, so was Lincoln. I'll get into that. But I mean, the comparisons between this president and not to mention, now I don't know about Lincoln's day because there wasn't such a big bureaucracy back then, but gotta tell you, there are huge similarities between Donald Trump's administration and President John F. Kennedy's administration. Kennedy had the same Satan, although not as big. Well, you wouldn't think that they were as big, but the man ended up dead. But he had the same fights with certain government entities that Donald Trump has. Now, Kennedy didn't have a Mueller, but Kennedy did have his own intelligence agencies that he took on, and he gave speeches, quote unquote, against them. And there were people back then that warned him that like they're warning Trump, don't take on the intelligence agency, man. Don't do that. And Kennedy, even though he was a Democrat, was not like the Democrats today. He was all American. And of course you had people saying that even, you know, Kennedy was a racist and all that kind of stuff because, you know, back in the beginnings of the civil rights strife. Did you know that John Kennedy did not want to get involved in that? He originally did not want to get involved. It was his brother Bobby that pushed him into getting involved. When the whole thing really started to happen, it was his brother Bobby, who was the attorney general, who pushed him to get involved. Now that's one thing that Trump does not have in similarity with Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy had John had his brother, which who was a full on, very active, wouldn't recuse himself at all from anything type of attorney general. Trump has got a feckless one. So in Jeff Sessions, but now again, I should be careful because I don't know what Jeff Sessions is working behind the scenes. He could be doing stuff that's going to surprise a lot of people. I highly doubt it, but you never know. So we have a bunch of similarities. Now, the only difference, now I don't remember, going back in time and reviewing, well, then, you know, I wasn't alive then, so I have to rely on media accounts of the day, and we know what the media is like. But there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of media strife, although, yes, there was in the South. They didn't, when John F. Kennedy came down on the side of Martin Luther King Jr. and civil rights, the Southern press was not kind to John F. Kennedy. They weren't. They were not kind to him at all. So I guess there is a similarity there. And, Amorosa is accusing the president of being a racist because he used the N-word. Well, hot damn. If everybody who used the N-word were a racist, then just about everybody would be a racist, I guess. Now, let me ask Amorosa doesn't consider herself to be a racist, does she? I don't think so. Has she ever used the word cracker or honky? Or has she used any derogatory term towards any other ethnic background? But she's not racist, right? You know, she can say wetback or spick or kike or any of those other words, and that's fine. That she's not, well, I know she's black, so she can't be racist. I get it. You know, I wonder how many times Amorosa is using the N-word. You know, that is one thing that bugs the hell out. If you are a black person and you use the N-word, do not disparage other people for using it. Well, man, we can say it and they can't. No, don't give me that bullshit. That is nothing but BS, and you know it. If you think the word has a negative connotation, then you don't embrace it by using it yourself. And hey, but we're not saying the N-word. We're saying a new N-word. Give me a break. You sound ignorant. You want to run around saying that. So Amorosa's dropped her book, claimed she heard a tape. Interesting how everybody hears all these tapes, but nobody ever produces them. Except for the one tape Amorosa says that she has, that she, you know, secretly taped her firing. You know, that's kind of an illegal thing because where she took the recording, where she had the record, is called national security. Now, this is now I've always thought Amorosa to be a smart woman. But that was a pretty basic, dumb move. And I'll be damned if they don't do something about it. If Sessions does not charge her with the proper crimes that she just committed. Now, I'm not saying I want to see her go to jail, but if she's not held accountable, then nothing is going to happen to any of the swamp. Ever. Not just under Trump, but at any time. Our government will be gone from us. We won't be running it. Now, I don't hold animosity toward Amorosa. She's a smart lady, but she's an idiot. I mean, I don't know how you go to. Well, she claims that she heard the tape of the N-word after she went to work for Trump. Is that why she quit? No, she didn't quit. She got fired. So please, this is nothing but a tell-all, get-even-with-all book. It's a backlash book. That's all it is. Am I going to read it? Yeah, I'll read some excerpts here and there, but it doesn't interest me because I know what it is. It's nothing but a backlash. It's a backlash hit piece. That's it. So she can make a bunch of money. Because after all, if Omarosa were to write a lovey-dovey tale of Donald Trump, nobody would publish it. It wouldn't be published. Now, you know I'm right. Now, I'm not saying that the lovey-dovey tale would be any more truthful than this negative one is, but because who knows? You know, the real interesting thing is when you get up into the lifestyles of the rich and famous and the powerful, and even in the business realm, there are a lot of things that have nothing to do with personal feelings that are done and said. It's all about business. People that may seem to be very, very nice, but when it comes to national and international business, I'm not even talking government, I'm just talking about general business, it gets cutthroat pretty damn quick. It gets serious as a heartbeat really damn quick. There is no room at those levels for mistakes. There isn't any. Now, look, I have never been in an actual boardroom, but I've been in enough high-level meetings to tell you that the shit gets serious. And things are said, and let me tell you something, if you think the American boardroom is a nice, quiet place to go and to do business, you got swear words flying. In those boardrooms and meeting rooms, I swear to God, business people make sailors sound like 5-year-old kids. I mean, it's the Wolf of Wall Street. Anybody see the Wolf of Wall Street? Well, let me tell you, it's not just that kind of business, if you will. It's not rare. It's the norm. And I can tell you it's the same with international businessmen, too. I've been in on meetings when we've had people from overseas come over. They're just as bad. Let me tell you, you want to talk about some potty mouths, if that's the term you want to use? Now, I haven't seen a lot, but I got to tell you, the Brits aren't so genteel. The French... Now you know why, at least, we say, excuse my French. And I'm telling you, the Japanese, you know, those guys are very straight cut and laced in front of everybody else, but you get them in the boardroom, man, and it is serious. It's like World War III. But the average person doesn't understand or know this. The average person has not even been in high-level meetings, let alone a boardroom. But I'm telling you, the shit gets real very fast. Omarosa saw it all firsthand. Now, can you imagine if this is the way it gets in business? How the hell is it going to be in high levels of politics? It's going to be just as bad, if not worse. Has Donald Trump ever used the N-word? Probably. I'm going to say yes. I've never heard him, but yes. Why? Because just about everybody has. Trust me, I've heard it in meetings. I've heard all kinds of derogatory terms in meetings. Because that's the level that everybody's pitching at. Doesn't mean that the people are using it are racist. Now, just understand that. It is used as inflection. and to prove the seriousness of the urgency of whatever situation is being discussed. I'm not making excuses for it. That's just the way it is. But there's, when things get done and they're done properly because of stuff like that, then that's what really counts. Everybody usually walks away as friends. Hell, you still even go out after, you know, and have a beer with each other. After. Why? Because it's business. If you're going to be wimpy, mamby-pamby, and get your feelings hurt easily, you're not going to make it. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You're not going to make it. There is no other way to put it. You are going to get chewed up fast. And trust me, they're not going to spit you out so you can heal and go someplace else. They're going to swallow you whole. You rarely get a second chance in business like that. Amorosa needed to make some money because she was not going to get a second chance. She effed up big time. She effed up big. She was done. Now, understand her career, folks. If she did not go out and crack out on her own, as the Brits would say, she was not going to really be hired by anybody in another serious position. She got fired hard by Donald J. Trump. She knows it. And it has nothing to do with, it had nothing to do with her race or her gender. Now remember, she worked for Trump, and Trump liked her enough, thought highly. This is what people often forget. Amorosa was on The Apprentice. Donald Trump hired her. And then after hiring her in private, he thought enough of her that she was smart enough and good enough that he hired her in his administration. And that's when she effed up, folks. And she got fired. Now, the funny thing is she knows she effed up, but she's got to cover her ass because she's got, you know, she's a young, pretty fairly young woman. And she's fairly ambitious. And I think her ambition got the best of her in the administration. She forgot who she was working for. This is the stuff I've heard about her. I don't know how much of it is true. I know some of it's got to be, because you don't get fired for nothing, especially with Donald Trump, because if you're doing the job, man, he wants to keep you around. But I don't know what she did or said. Nobody really knows except for the people involved in her firing and her. But she knows what she did. She knows she effed up. She knows she effed up her career, because you just don't turn around and get fired after being hired. Fired so quickly after being hired. There's got to be a real problem. And you couldn't say it was a forgery or fakery or padding a resume or anything like that, because she'd already worked for Trump and he already knew her. She wasn't a noob. Folks, understand that. Donald Trump already had Amorosa working for him. He already knew her. He knew what she could do. He knew her work. He knew the talent that she had. He wanted to tap that talent. She took the job. She came in. She got fired. She's got to run her own cover. What do you think this book is? It's trying to save some semblance of a career for her. But don't give me this, I heard a tape where Donald Trump said the N-word. Hell, I've said the N-word a few times on this program. So, hey, yeah, there's a tape of it. Does that mean I'm a racist? Obviously not. Just because somebody uses a term like that, as derogatory as it may be, as distasteful as it may be, I'm telling you, folks, when you get to certain levels, now that even it happens even in the back alleys. I mean, it's not just high level meetings and high and boardrooms of corporations. It's back alley stuff. When things get serious and real, it doesn't mean a person's racist at all. You've got to take it into context. Who's saying it, when, and why? Because, you know, they're words of inflection until a person puts certain meanings behind them. Now, if you don't believe that, then why the hell do black people use the N-word? And take it to mean something loving and caring. Oh, you mean the word can have more than one meaning then? A lot of words do. In a colloquial sense, a lot of words have more than one meaning. And for those of you in Rush Limbaugh's Real Linda, the colloquial sense means what is actually spoken in everyday language. Not necessarily what Webster's Dictionary, Unabridged Dictionary says, but what people say on the street. What do they mean and how do they mean it? We often it's in the dictionary now, but when it first came out, did anybody ever think that, was it a little bit confusing when people said, oh, that's bad, man, but they meant it was good? Oh, he's bad. He's bad. He's a bad boy. Or he's a bad boy, meaning he really is bad, terrible. So you gotta be careful. We screwed up our own language, folks. We've colloquialized it so much that there are times, and even when people get in the heat of the moment and they say stuff, they don't mean it by the traditional way. And I can guarantee you that being in those rooms when people have dropped the N-word or something and they look, then there have been a few times where the person who said it was white and he looked around and he saw a few black people and goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that in that way. And we knew what he meant, because that's the way it happens. So what did Amorosa hear? I don't know. Was it taped? Who knows? Should it have been taped? If it was in the White House, that person may be in trouble, like Amorosa should be for recording her firing.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Types of guitar sounds that absolutely, you know, yes, over the weekend, now I was doing a whole bunch of stuff, watching a whole bunch of stuff over on YouTube, and I came across this song by, I wasn't looking for it, didn't hear it, and I saw this video with this song in the background. I'm like, what is that song, and who does it? So I actually had to try to find it, and luckily for me, it was, you know, you could look below and it tells you, gives you some credits of what's in the video, if there's a bunch of stuff in there. And it gave some music credits. And what's his name? Pablo Neptuno or Neptulo or something like that. So I went and it was called, I thought it was called something else, but the title of the song is actually called Doubt. And this guy's Latino. Full on, I think he's Brazilian. And it sounds like he comes out of, well, I don't think he was actually did the singing. But it sounds like something that would come out of New Orleans. It was that kind of a gravel, gritty voiced Nolan's type of Motown mix from back in the day. You know, think of the, you know, the Four Tops or the Temptations or something singing in this guy's song. And it caught my attention. And I listened to it a few times. And it's overly. The vocals are overly simplistic. I mean, it just pretty much repeats the same line over and over again, but that's nothing new with music. But he also did some really weird things, cool things in the guitar riff. Things that you would, when you hear it for the first couple of times, you don't expect it. And that's hard to do. And still, you know, you do something unexpected with the instrument, still make it sound good, but it causes people who are listening to take a pause and say, wait, what did he just do there? And you want to go back and listen to it again. So that was a good part, which is another thing that caught my attention because it kind of forced me to, because I'm like, wait, what? Did I miss something? What did he do there? Because it catches you, but it doesn't interrupt the flow of the music. And it's not like it's changing from, you know, from riff to riff, you know, chord to, it still kept the same cadence and chord and all that kind of stuff, but it just sort of interrupted itself in a place you would not expect, and it kept going. And I'm thinking, how the hell did he just do that? How do you write that? There are some people that really are talented when they're writing music. And you oftentimes, you know, they may have specific talent. Now, maybe they can't write lyrics worth a crap. And frankly, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, I've heard a couple of Pablo's songs there. And frankly, to tell you the truth, if he's writing his lyrics, he's not very good at writing lyrics. But the music, he's brilliant. Music party's good. The lyrics, yeah. But there are people that have specific talents, even in the music industry. They can be extremely talented in one specific area. But you have them do something out of that specific area, and either they're average or they suck. And I'm wondering if that's the same thing with Amorosa. If she was very good at her job in the Trump organization, that was her specific talent, and Donald Trump then expected some of that talent to be related to whatever he wanted her to do in the White House and government, and she couldn't do it. And oftentimes when you can't do something, the first person who knows it is not the boss. The person themselves, and they will begin to do if they can't admit it to themselves and then admit it to their boss because they don't want to seem like a failure. They will start doing all kinds of things to try to hide their failing. And some people will go off the deep end and just do some really crazy shit. I've seen it personally. You know, so somebody is great at their job, and they get promoted, and then they get into that new position, and they suck. And I'm convinced that they're the first ones to know that they suck, that they're in over their heads, and they will do all kinds of crazy shit to try to cover it up. Not to mention blame other people for their mistakes or their failings. Well, why did you do this? Or you did that, and I told you not to do, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've seen it. But they had such specific talent in that job before, and people would be impressed. Well, damn, he's good. Yeah, at what he does, that specific thing. That's it. He can't do something different. He's a limited, it's what they call a limited talent person. Now, I'm not saying musical genius, because I'm not saying, you know, any kind of genius, because a genius usually has within, they can do a broad spectrum within their field of expertise. In the case of Pablo, Neptulo, whatever his name is, I should probably get his name right. I think it's Neptulo. I don't know if it's a stage name or not. But in any case, in the case of Pablo, he is good at writing the music, especially guitar riffs. But if he's the one writing the lyrics, he sucks. That doesn't make him a musical genius. It makes him really talented at writing music. That's it. He needs somebody else to come in and write the lyrics for him. Now, that's my opinion, but I'm just saying. So you got to wonder, if that's if that was the case for Amorosa. You see, I don't think, obviously she was not a stupid woman. Obviously she was an ambitious woman. And it had, because look, if Trump was, you know, I'm really tired. I shouldn't have to defend this man. And I'm getting really, really tired. This is beyond tired of defending this guy. I mean, racists do not do any of what Donald Trump has done for blacks and Latinos. They wouldn't. Has anybody ever caught Robert Byrd kissing the face of black baby? Not once. Not just once. Anybody ever caught Robert Byrd picking up and holding and kissing faces of black babies? Or Latino babies? No? No? We don't have any pictures or video of it? No? By the way, don't we have audio, too, of Robert Byrd using the N-word? But didn't Bill Clinton say Byrd's eulogy? Ah. He did what he had to do. He wasn't a racist. He spent his entire life in the Senate trying to forget forgiveness and to make up for what he had to do in order to get elected. So Robert Byrd, an actual Ku Klux Klan member, Robert Byrd, who is a Glenn Kliegel or Cly Cyclops, whatever the hell they call those things, he was up there. He just wasn't a plain member. He was a ranking member. And this guy, he dies not being a racist. Donald Trump allegedly says the N-word a few times, and he's the biggest racist on the planet. Robert Byrd gets streets, schools, highways, mountains, valleys, rivers, office buildings named after him. But damn if Donald Trump, you know, gets anything named after him. So, I mean, can I remind folks of this? Senator Robert Byrd, from a southern state, Democrat, factual ranking member of the Ku Klux Klan, was in the Senate for like 40 or 50 years. Literally has highways, bridges, roadways, schools, whatever named after him. This guy was a racist. Always was till his death. But everybody in the Democrat Party made excuses for him, tried to cover it up for him. The press did not label him as a racist. Oh no, Robert Byrd was one of our great senators, according to the media. He did so much for his community. He brought home the pork and the bacon, man. Yeah. He did so much for white people. Never once saw Robert Byrd hug, shake the hand of, or kiss a non-congressional member if they were not white. But oh no, Byrd Senator Robert Byrd was not racist. He just did what he had to do to get elected. Now, Donald Trump could actually get awards from black organizations. I don't remember many black awards that Robert Byrd got. Donald Trump gets black and Latino awards all over the country for his work in the minority communities, including the NAACP, and being praised numerous times by the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. He becomes president, and now he's a racist. Robert Byrd was involved in lynching black people. He's not a racist. Donald Trump gets awards from black communities and organizations. He's a racist. Have I made the comparison clear enough for you? I am so sick and tired of having to do this. Unbelievable. But all of this is only possible because we've got a lamestream media that goes out there and makes shit up on a daily basis, and you know it. And if you are a liberal listening to it, you know at least half the stuff that you've heard is made up. You know it. And the worst part is that you go along with it because you don't personally like Donald Trump for whatever reason. You can't even name why you don't like him. Because everything that you tell me, you know, is a lie, which makes you a liar. Every little specific thing that you can possibly tell me is not your own truth. It is some stupid soundbite that you heard from someplace else because they heard it from somebody else who heard it in the news. He's a racist. How is he a racist? Well, you know. No, I don't know, which is why I'm asking you. Which means you don't know either. He's a Nazi. Do you know what Nazi really means? Yeah, Donald Trump, really. So he's trying to take away your freedom. No. And how is he a Nazi? He's trying to suppress your speech. Well, no, but he should be quiet about his. That's Nazism. Did you know that? No, you're ignorant of what Nazism is. That's the problem. We have a bunch of ill-educated people running around using all kinds of words they don't even know the meaning of. Repeating stuff that they heard somebody else say because they have no experience with it, and you try to get them to name exactly what they're talking about, and they can't do it. So we're supposed to listen to them? But yeah, that's exactly who the lamestream media says we're supposed to listen to. The rank and file who absolutely know nothing. I mean, Rush Limbaugh often talks about people when in their 20s. They just don't have life experience. No, it's not life experience that these people have because they don't have because they're now approaching the age of 40. That generation is now approaching the age of 40. They should have some life experience. What they don't have is education and intelligence. That's what they don't have. I mean, if you're 35, 36 years old, you should have some life experience by now. Especially you got Ocasio-Cortez. She's 28 years old. She has no life experience, no real education, and no intelligence whatsoever. I mean, she's three strikes, the woman should be out. Seriously, and people, well, no, Rod, she's smart. Have you listened to her? Have you seriously listened to? She can't even answer a simple question directly. Now, I don't know if it's because she knows the answer and doesn't want to say it, or she really doesn't know the answer. So she's got to make it all up as she goes along. That's dangerous. That's why I call her she's vapid and an airhead. There is nothing upstairs. Now, I know people have got all these memes about these Democrats getting the big crazy eyes all the time. You know, like Adam Schiff and it seems like every interview you could get a picture of that from Ocasio-Cortez. The Adam Schiff look. Adam Schiff. She's got Adam Schiff eyes. Kim Carn should remake that song. She should remake the song instead of Betty Davis eyes, Adam Schiff eyes. Seriously, the man looks like he's certifiable. And a lot of Democrats get, when you ask them questions, they get those big eyes like that. Now I know Adam Schiff seems like he walks around looking like that all the time. Maybe that's just his signature look. But I see Ocasio-Cortez. There are times when she just, her eyes open up like that, and you're like, that woman crazy. I mean, that's what you say. You know, you put your black urban dialect on. You say, "Ooh, that woman crazy." Now, by the way, you know, white people try and do that, and that's in bad taste, and they're racist. Black people do it, no problem. Black people talk like, you know, the overly educated white person. Eddie Murphy used to do it all the time. "Well, Jim, you see, this is the way you're supposed to do this sort of thing." That's not racist. It's just, you can't make this stuff up, folks. And now what you have is you have newspapers. Over 100 newspapers have joined the New York Times in a coordinated effort against the president. Can somebody say coup? Although it's not a military coup. Because frankly, I don't think our military would ever go along with this. Any of this crap. Nor in our police department. But, well, I shouldn't say nor our police. I should say the rank and file man on the street, woman cop on the street on the beat would not go with it. Now, in a lot of major cities, oh sure, the senior personnel, the police chief or commissioner, that, you know, the political hacks in the police department, sure, they'll go along with anything Democrats want to go along with. You get on the street and you get the rank and the cops are told to stand down. That pisses them off. But they got to follow orders. And as long as is standing down isn't breaking the law, then most of them will obey. Well, and you probably think, well, they shouldn't, right? No, it's actually, as long as an order doesn't really break the law, it's a good thing, even if the cop doesn't agree with the order, that they obey it. Because you don't want rogue cops running around. You don't. I know. I mean, look, I drive people nuts with this stuff. Wait a minute. How come you can't say, yes, I can? How? Because I'm all about the truth. I don't care what side you think the truth is on. The truth is on no side. It's not right or left. It's just the truth. The truth is, even if you don't like a particular order, as long as it's legal. And it's very difficult to say if it's moral or ethical because you don't see the big picture. That's the whole point. You know, that's why you listen to your coach in sports, because he's watching the entire field of play. You can only see your only little, you know, what you're concentrating on. You may not agree with the coach's decision, but he's giving you that order to do something because he sees everything that's going on and you can't. And that's the same with the cop on the street. They can't see everything going on. But their superiors are supposed to be able to, which is why the orders come the way they come. Same with the military and the army. You know, you're sitting in a foxhole, you know, fighting for your life, and you get this order. You think, that's a dumbass order. But you can't see the big picture. So as long as the order is legal, and you can't determine if it's immoral or unethical, it's your duty to follow that order. Doesn't matter if you agree with it or not. That's important. Or as they say in the streets, it's important. So now we've got 100 plus newspapers out there that are participating in this coordinated effort to bring down the president. They will... You got more than 100 newspapers agree that they will publish editorials decrying Trump's anti-press rhetoric. Now, folks who say that none of this stuff on Trump was is coordinated, you know what? They just revealed they let the cat out of the bag. You know, because we've already known it. We've already, because how many times did they come out and all the different, you know, the TV newscast and all the TV reporters and TV personalities on all the networks? We're talking ABC, CBS, NBC, MSMS, CNN, and all of those wonderful, you know, networks. They all say the same damn thing, almost in the exact same way. Nobody, and oh, that's not coordinated. Well, now we know all of that is. Because now we are going to start seeing a coordinated effort led by the Boston Globe and the New York Times against Donald Trump. Now, look, I've been telling you for years that this has been a coordinated attack on Republicans and conservatives, and now this is a coordinated attack on Donald Trump, and people, even on the right, poo-pooed me. They would say, psh, nah, just seems like it. No. Oh, that's conspiracy theory, Rod. You're trying to become a conspiracy theory nut if you think everybody's around, you know, faxing all the details and all the words of the day for people to say. Folks, I wasn't making any of that stuff up. It was real. It was real. And by the way, back in the day when we used faxes, they did fax stuff around. The Democratic National Committee and certain news outlets would fax stuff to everybody involved. You know, they had things back in the day called faxing list. You know, it was the precursor to your email list. They had all they had to do was press one or two buttons. And the fax would be sent out to all the program numbers within that code. The stuff was real. And it's still real, except today they use email.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two.